the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time now is 18 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Zambia, China, Mulungusha Textiles officially opened. Government defends recent secret recruitment of 4,000 police officers. In global news, FOB criticizes tyrants who spend billions on wars after Trump's spat. Good evening. Welcome to the main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. President Hakainde Hichilema has officially commissioned the $140 million Zambia-China Mulungushi Textiles joint venture in Kabwe. Speaking during the commissioning this afternoon, President Hichilema encouraged farmers in central and eastern provinces to take advantage of the reopening of Mulungushi Textiles and venture into cotton farming, saying the market is now readily available. President Hichilema also called on citizens to promote local products and buy Zambian products to grow the economy of the country, stressing that this is a key step towards economic transformation and job creation. President Hichilema added that the reopening of Mulungushi Textiles is expected to create over 500 jobs and empower more than 2,500 cotton farmers and will manufacture uniforms and textile products locally.
I know there are complaints from traders. I want to tell the traders in Petlife, we don't hate you. We have nothing against you. We just want to support industries that are producing here, that are employing many people here, that are buying materials, raw materials from here, and helping us to grow the economy. We hate nobody. We target nobody at all. Please understand that. Our interest is to grow the economy. Full stop. Nothing else. May I also indicate that part of the positive discrimination is that with plants like this, we don't want, I've told my military colleagues that I gave them authority to buy uniforms now for men and women in uniform. This is the last time I'm giving you authority to do that. We must make uniforms from here.
And Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, President Umar Mohamed said that government's good policies are attracting more investment in the manufacturing industry, contributing positively to the country's gross domestic product.
Mr. President, your powerful policy on positive discrimination is attracting more and more investment in the manufacturing sector. The manufacturing sector has since achieved record contributions to GDP and towards tax revenues. Mr. President, the beauty with manufacturing is that the investment is easily visible. Even en route to Kabwe this morning from Lusaka, on a brand new road, manufacturing investment can easily be seen as we pass through Chibombo District and see the first ever battery manufacturing plant in Zambia. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, let us all remember that when we strengthen linkages between private sector and primary sectors like agriculture and manufacturing, we create buffers against global economic shocks.
Meanwhile, Kabwe Chamber of Commerce President Kapai Banda has assured government that the business community in Kabwe District will work in partnership to market and promote Mulungushi Textiles product.
To the board, management and staff of Mulungushi China, Zambia Mulungushi China Textiles, we salute you. We salute your resilience, and to the workers, many of whom are sons and daughters of some of the former employees, your steel is a backbone in this industry. The chamber pledges to work with you on the skills development, local supplier integration, and market linkages so that every meter of fabric produced here creates wider ripples to our farmers, cotton growers across central, eastern, and southern province. This is your victory too.
Government has defended the controversial recruitment of 4,000 police officers, with Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, insisting the process was lawful, strategic, and based on existing verified candidates. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament this afternoon, Mr. Mwimbu said the Zambia Police Service was granted Treasury authority to recruit the officers following a comprehensive human resource needs assessment that identified critical staffing gaps affecting service delivery and public safety. Mr. Mwimbu argued that the new approach was both fair and efficient, as it recognized individuals already serving within the system and those who had already passed rigorous screening processes. The minister revealed that during the 2023 recruitment exercise, over 100,000 applications were received for about 4,000 positions, with more than 10,000 candidates meeting the eligibility criteria, but that only 4,224 were recruited at the time, leaving a pool of over 6,000 pre-qualified candidates. He also disclosed that specialized professionals already working within the Zambia Police, including medical personnel, engineers, tradespeople, athletes, and members of the police band, whose skills are considered critical to operational readiness and institutional functions, were also recruited. Mr. Mwimbu emphasized that the recruits began reporting for training on April 12, 2026 at Lilai Police Training College, Godfrey Mukuma Training School in Kafue, and the School of Public Order. Maintenance in Kamfinsa, Kitwe, where further screening is going on. The Human Rights Commission between 2024 and 2025 successfully resolved 82 human rights related cases while investigating 18 others. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Commission Chairperson Dr. Pamela Sambo said the update follows the Commission's case review meeting held on April 14th to 15th, 2026. Dr. Sambo says the reported cases include 16 regarding the right to personal liberty, 8 on labor and employment rights, 2 on the right to health, 1 case on freedom from cruel, inhumane and degrading treatment, 3 cases on deprivation of property, including land, 1 case on child protection, and 69 cases on the right to secure protection of the law. She noted that the reviewed cases show a clear and concerning pattern of human rights violations and abuses requiring urgent national attention. Dr. Sambo further expressed concern over the systematic underpayment of domestic workers, with some earning as little as 800 kwacha per month, a practice she said contravenes the law. She states that this situation undermines human dignity and violates the right to fair and just conditions of work, and has urged employers to adhere to the Employment Code Order, Statutory Instrument Number 49 of 2023, which sets the minimum wage for domestic workers at 1,300 kwacha per month.
Out of the total cases reviewed, 82 cases were successfully resolved, meaning that the Commission secured appropriate remedies for the victims through interventions including mediation, redress. The remaining 18 cases are still under active investigation to ensure accountability and that justice is ultimately served. Underlying this